for the 1 minute.
Yeah, it's Ken and Chuck, and it's also going to be Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, and we're going to have some good stuff in the next hour, aren't we, partner?
We are. You know, we first met Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. They were Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. Now they're Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, Insulation, and much, much more.
It could be a very expensive logo to print if we had everything on it that these guys do, right?
That would be a lot. Yeah, so we're going to spend this next hour talking to Steve Dickinson, one of the owners of Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, talking about how to keep your home's air healthy, keep you nice and comfortable inside of your home. And Chuck, one thing that we get so many emails about, people who can't stay cool or hot in one part of their home, Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning has the answer, right? Stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning.
Ken and Chuck, and you know him, you love him, you've met him several times, Mr. Steve Dickinson. Hey, how you doing, partner?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
You're looking good, truly.
Thank you very much.
And my eyes have been artificially enhanced. So
must be
not
just
like
put on glasses, I guess.
I knew you were going to accuse me of being old and going blind, but that's not the case.
You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, when we first met you, probably 2008, 2009, when you were...
That's a long time ago.
...just Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. And the major unique thing about you back then was your display at your home shows. We just thought that was so cool. That's nothing now. I can't even think what you found since then.
Yeah, some nasty stuff. We had that cube with just stuff. And people, at the beginning, I feel like I have to convince them that, yes, this actually came out of ductwork. Now it's, it's all out of ductwork, animals and the...
Yeah, and we're talking about at your displays, he had this glass cube full of everything that your crews have found inside home, inside ductwork. Mention a couple of those, would you?
You know, if they have the kids, it's all the growing up phase things that kids hide inside the ductwork, like I don't know if I can talk about it on the air here.
Some stuff you can't.
Yeah,
well, what age kids, right?
Exactly, those 16 to 18-year-olds.
There you go, there you go.
And then, you know, the animals are really the interesting thing, because it was always, you know, we find skunks and rats and mice and birds, but the weird things like the snakes that were in there, the gerbils, the family cat, was a nasty one. Dentures, money. Money's always an interesting thing. That's usually the number one question. What's the most interesting? Do you ever find money? And yeah, we found like $100,000 inside the ductwork.
Did the homeowner know it was there?
Someone just bought the house, and it was the previous owner, and it was an older guy that passed away, and he hid the money in there because old times, you got to save your money and put it underneath the pillow or in the fridge or whatever. He chose the ductwork, which is smart, but then you forget about it, and you pass away, and the family doesn't know, and they sell the house. And so the guy was very happy when
we
told him what we found.
Wow, how would we do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Ken mentioned you guys were kind of just duct cleaning, and we could talk about that by itself, but you've expanded into a lot of related businesses over the years. You want to explain briefly what those are?
It took about 3 years for Ken to say Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. It was always just Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning to catch on there, but... It really started with the air duct cleaning end of things and offering clean indoor air. That's what we really focus on, because there's not enough importance back 2004 when we started with what you breathe and it being important to your health. And we saw the increase in allergies and asthma, and there was a lot of smokers back then, much less now. But people were bottling up their houses more, using their air conditioning, not opening up the windows. So they're recycling that air, and it's pretty nasty because your skin is shedding always, and you have pets, and you have the air is kind of what you are. It becomes nasty. So we really focused on that, and then added other things for home efficiency, which was the insulation, AeroSeal, which we'll talk about. So it became all things home, essentially.
You know, I remember the first time I ever saw a duct cleaning truck, and my response to it is, what's that?
these guys have?
No, this is a van. This was a van with, just envelope.
With a shop vac tied to it?
Probably. Yeah. And I remember thinking, is this really necessary?
Still doing it.
But a minute ago, you mentioned stuff you found in ductwork. And here's the thing, you found money, great. That's not going to give off any nasties. But someone that has a dead raccoon, skunk, snake, rat, you name it, in their ductwork, what they are breathing is unbelievably unhealthy.
You know, the crazy thing is that I guess as a homeowner, you smell something and you wait a couple of days, you're like, what is it? I can't figure it out. And then it kind of goes away.
Yep.
The smell, because the carcass.
And you get nose blind. You get used to it.
It goes away. And then now that is just a decomposed nasty in the ductwork. And then they kind of forget about it. And it's still there.
Yeah.
And it still inhibits the flow of air. You know, Ken, you mentioned.
Good point.
Those houses that have the hot room in the summer and the cold room in the winter. You guys can fix that in almost every case, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a product that we came across some years ago, and that's super exciting because for me, I like to be the solution for the homeowner. And, you know, if you move into a house and it smells, okay, we can help you with the solution. Or you move into a house.
The smoker earlier.
Yes, right. Exactly. Or you move into a house and your daughter's upstairs and it's super hot. Like right now, it's insanely hot outside.
Right.
It's very humid. And at nighttime, it's worse. And she's trying to go to bed. She can't. They call us before it'd be like, well, maybe we can adjust your dampers or call a heating and cooling company.
Well,
different now.
Let's talk about what one of our callers recently told us a HVAC company did to come in and try to make that room better and why it was the wrong thing. And it really is amazing.
Yeah.
Stick around. We have almost a whole hour left of helping you keep your air clean in your house. With the help of Steve Dickinson and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation.
Ken and Chuck and Steve Dickinson, who you've come to know and trust with your indoor air quality issues. Steve, are you good taking a phone call from somebody that's got a question about what you
Absolutely.
Guys do?
Absolutely.
Let's do
it.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Eric from Highland. Good morning, Eric. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
I really just didn't have a question. I was just calling in about this air duct sealing because I just had it done in my house. And, you know, I had the same problem where I had the upstairs of my house, especially on days like this and what we've had the past week, the upstairs where the kids' rooms are would be, you know, like 85 degrees. And then the middle level would be, you know, 75 and the basement would be 65. And I just couldn't get it dialed in. So, you know, I would try like the floor air conditioners where you have the vent that goes out the window. And then I was looking at the mini split systems to put in, you know, for upstairs so that I could just individualize those rooms. And I happened to be talking to some guy out in Howell, and he had mentioned this AeroSeal product, and I had never heard of it. And so I was like looking into it, and you don't really see it around town or anything like that. And so I was, you know, going on the internet, and I was actually looking at opening up a franchise for it, you know, to kind of install this because I didn't really know that it was, I thought it was new to this area. And then I saw that AMSI had done this before or does this product, and they had done some spray foam for me in the past. So I called them up and they came out and did that. And they just did it for me on Wednesday. And I noticed they came in Wednesday morning, sprayed the foam inside the ducts. So what it does is it's a foam that goes in the ducts and it coagulates on all of the openings that you have throughout your ductwork. And I'm down in the basement right now looking at the ductwork, and I guess maybe they put some kind of paste over the seams too, you know, and they just basically seal it all up from the inside. And it's crazy the difference in my house. It honestly is. Like, it's actually kind of weird right now because I'll walk upstairs and it's the same temperature, you know, as the basement. You know, it's got to be within a couple of degrees. But it's a phenomenal product. I don't know why, you know, it's not used everywhere, or, you know, you get all of these, mandates and these different requirements for building codes and everything. And this right here, it's just amazing. It really is. I just can't say enough good things about this product here.
You know, just like when the, air duct cleaning came in to be, it's about building awareness. Is it not, Steve?
It is. It's educating
people about this. And the amount of emails that we get with this problem, you know, I have a west facing upstairs room that is total opposite end of the furnace, and the furnace just can't push enough air, whether it's cool or warm air, to that room because of all the holes in the ductwork that's leaking beforehand.
I think that's a big part of it. They do a report, which is really cool. You know, I'm an engineer and I like data. So they did a report before they hooked their system up. They ran a report and basically they plug up all of your your heat vents, you know, in your floor and in your wall. They plug those up and then they shoot the stuff in there. They do a pressure test and they see what, how much, I guess, air loss you have. So they said that I had a hole equivalent to 144 square inches. You know, so if you added up all of those little holes throughout my system, it was 144 square inches. And then when it was done, the equivalent hole was like less than 4 inches.
And that's amazing. They can show you
crazy
that.
Enough. Yeah.
You do a pre and post test for it.
That's the best part about it is you get a computer printout to show what your loss is. It's CFM loss, so cubic foot per minute. And you can actually see the sealing process because there's a chart.
And Eric, what you're saying about it being remarkable, we've heard that people say that it's an amazing product. And it's weird because for years people say, put a booster fan in. Huh. Well, they're junk.
We actually had a sponsor for years that would go in and do analysis on the ductwork and add some booster fans here and some dampers there. Yeah. And
not anymore.
Yeah. I remember you talking to you, Steve, you were frustrated because for a few years you didn't have a solution. And yeah, people would ask you all the time, and you were actually genuinely frustrated.
Yeah, it was very frustrating because wanting to solve and be the answer for the homeowners, because we're in there doing the duct cleaning, and they always say, like, oh, this room up here is hot or it's cold. Or I wasn't even really looking at the efficiency end of things. It was more the comfort.
Comfort.
And I knew there had to be something out there. So we ran across this, and we fell into the AeroSeal dealer and started doing it. It was such a great feeling offering a solution. And then, you know, you have the savings because these homeowners are going to save 25 to 40% on heating and cooling.
Oh, they'll notice on the bills the first month, I'm sure.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So AeroSeal did a study, and for every single AeroSeal that's done, it's like taking 3 cars off the road and planting 3 trees. And that's because it works so well.
And Chuck's got to love that.
There you go, Mr. Green over there.
Mr. Green. Hey, Eric, real quick, just want to thank you for calling in. And obviously, you're going to recommend AeroSeal and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning Insulation to everyone you meet, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I would recommend Amnesty, and I would recommend this product. You know, do your research on it. Like you said, those booster fans and the dampeners and stuff like that, those were, I guess, steps in this direction. But, you know, this stuff works. It's great. It really is.
Yeah, this is the answer.
I just want to give my 2 cents. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate you, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I got an idea.
Okay.
Steve Dickinson for the State Construction Code Commission. Now, you and I are not...
Commissioner?
There you go, Commissioner. Except I know he's busy. But why isn't this mandated as code? Because air duct sealing in a new home is, but they really don't do the job that AeroSeal...
It's still a poor stepchild.
It is.
Still, they don't
it
do
is.
The right
I
job.
Mean, I guess it's better than nothing.
It is.
You know, not to... beat a dead horse here, but with how well it works. But we went into a house where everyone thinks that, oh, if it's up to code, it's the best.
Sure.
So Amen. Went into the house and we did the duct cleaning, and this guy had a really big house, beautiful house on one of the lakes around here, and walked through with him and get into the master bathroom. And it's in the middle of the winter, and his wife has 2 space heaters. I'm like, this guy just spent literally millions on his house and he has space heaters in his bathroom. And I'm like, well, there's a solution for this. And he said, well, no, there isn't. I had everything masticked and taped, and it's all sealed up when the house was built. It's all, you know, pretty new house. I'm like, let me make a deal with you. I'm going to do this. If you don't think it's going to work, then I'm not going to charge you. And because I was so confident. And we went in, and his air loss on this system, which was sealed up per code, was like 590 CFM, which is 590 cubes every minute leaking out of his ductwork.
So explain that to our listener, what you mean by that.
Yes. Yeah, a cube of air. So your blower motor in your furnace is pushing air across, so you're paying to heat or cool your air, depending on the season. And as the blower's going, it's pushing it. And leakage, it's leaking out of an undesigned area. It's designed to go out of your register. So then you're paying to heat and cool this air, and then you want it to come out the spot you're supposed to. Like,
how about the builder that we always hear say, Steve, yeah, but that's going into the house, so it's a moot point.
Simple. Simple. These are forced air systems. They're not radiant systems. It's just a pure loss. So you pay DT or consumers or whoever a dollar, right, for your heating and cooling. Well, if you have a loss of 30%, now 30 cents of that dollar is just going straight up or into a wall, or it's just unused. So you're wasting your money.
Not getting where you want.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that opened up their last bill that didn't go wow? I mean, with the prices that have gone up and the heat that
we've
had.
People might not have been happy with
it. Well, people that actually use their air conditioner, unlike you, Chuck, to set it at 88 and don't care if your wife
That's
is
insane.
Whatever.
That's insane. I don't know how you sleep.
Yeah, exactly. But at my house,
in the basement.
In my house, we set it 71, 72. And with that heat we got, boy, our last bill was probably one of the highest ones we've ever gotten with the rates going up as well.
Yeah.
And that's where this is going to save
them
money.
Well, they're not going down. That's for sure.
Amen. Amen. So doing something like this helps pay for your energy usage in the future.
Yeah. You know, really simple way to think about it. If you're watering a plant and you have a 100-foot garden hose and you drill 100 holes in that garden hose and you're trying to, you know, water the plant, you're not going to have much water coming out.
Right.
So same thing with your ductwork. This was all metal that was flat. They either make it rectangular or they make it round, or there's a lot of seams. They cut it. And if you have leaks, it's leaking out in a spot that's not supposed to.
Now, we're talking about ductwork, normal ductwork. But what if your house is a slab-on-grade? And a lot of people have that slab-on-grade where their ductwork is underneath the concrete, and they know it's leaking. They see water in there. That's really bad, unhealthy air. And you guys have an answer for that. We're going to talk about that in the next segment of the Inside Outside Guys, featuring Steve Dickinson and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Installation.
And Steve Dickinson, one of the owners of Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. Now, we were talking about a product called AeroSeal, but Ken, you alluded to an entirely different product for a different application.
I did. And if anyone has any questions for Steve, give us a call, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. And Steve, a lot of people would probably think it would be the same product, but it's not. Many buildings, especially commercial buildings, have this under the concrete duct system. And over the years, those duct systems wear away. I mean, they're constantly up against dirt and they start to rust out. And that's not only unhealthy, dangerous in the long run. Ken, not some of the stuff that people breathe from those.
I just think that's disgusting. But,
well,
I mean,
okay.
It could be dangerous, I guess.
Dangerous, disgusting.
Nasty, nasty.
Do you see any of the old Bakelite?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how many years ago was that installed? 60?
Yeah. The funny thing that I see is cardboard.
Yeah.
People use in the ground. I don't know who that guy was, but he should be fired. It's ridiculous. Or the
he's dead and gone.
PVC, Or the chimney crock. See that a lot.
Yep.
Metal. Who thinks that metal in wet ground is not going to rust? I don't know who that is, but it's not a good idea.
Yep.
But this is the stuff that's down there in the ground. This is another thing where we went out and we would clean the duct system, and I could actually walk into some houses and it just smells musty.
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
And they try everything they can, these homeowners, and they're cleaning and they have candles and air fresheners. It just smells musty.
So
it's the ductwork.
How is the actual material different than the duct armor? What kind of material do you use for the AeroSeal?
You're confusing me.
No, I know.
Sheesh.
How is it different from the AeroSeal? How does it differ from the AeroSeal?
Yeah, so the AeroSeal seals up the holes. It does not line systems. It goes in. And just like Eric said earlier, it coagulates at the leakage point. So as we pressurize the system, it goes and it goes up and
it
makes...
It finds those leaks.
Yes, it finds the leaks. Really crazy. It was invented by NASA. So it still is mind-blowing. The duct armor is creating really an armor. I guess that's where they got the name from. Through the duct system. It
like
lines it.
The liner, yeah.
Yeah, it's a two-step process. We go in and we apply the duct armor. It has... something in it that creates and inhibits mold growth, and it's white, so it looks nice and hospital grade. And we're creating a brand new layer on this nasty, holy ductwork that's in there. And a lot of times we see the dirt and the sand getting in the water.
Ever totally plugged? And if so, how do you get through that?
We do see that. Sometimes in that case, we have to break some stuff up.
Okay.
If it's completely plugged. And then not all the time. Most of the time, we're talking about some holes, some rust, and you have the earth coming in. People have a lot of ants in the ductwork,
right.
And it's really gross. I can't even get over it. But what I love is that we went in, we would be cleaning the ductwork, and we'd be pulling sand through it, and we tell the homeowner, hey, you know, you have a hole in your system. And before, we didn't really have a solution. And there wasn't a solution. Even heating and cooling guy, what do you want to do? Tear up your entire slab.
House?
Or they'd say, well, route your stuff up in your attic.
Yeah.
Abandon the slab ductwork, get a new furnace, flip it around, put it up in your attic. And it just didn't make sense to me. I mean, there's got to be a better way. Got to be a better way.
Now, I want people to go to your website and check out your website because you have videos of all of these stuff you perform on there, do you not?
Yeah, that seems believing. That's how I feel about it. It's you can watch the video, see how it's done on the AeroSeal. You can see stuff from AeroSeal. You can see our videos, how you know our process. I'm really proud of our teams. We take things very, very seriously. We're the top rated. It's not making anything up. It's over 2,500 five-star Google reviews. Our guys come in and they bust their butts, and especially in this weather. They go out there and they take pride in what they do. So you can see our process and you see how we do it a little bit different than others.
Ken, you were talking about healthy air a couple hours ago.
Yep.
And we were talking about it a few minutes ago with AeroSeal. Water in those subgrade ducts.
It's like bloop, 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 every time it rains.
Yeah. And things are bred in that water that are then going to be circulated through your house, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that's not good to breathe. But, yeah, it's we go out, we do an analysis. Well, sometimes it's a grade issue on the outside of the house. Sometimes it's gutters, right next to the house. It's more than just the ductwork.
Sure.
So we want to educate people and say, this is what you need to do. We're not just throwing under the wolves and taking their money. This is we want to solve the problem. It does me no good to go in and line a system if we're not solving the problem. We want to go in and we want to show them what should be done. And it's more than just cleaning ductwork or sealing up systems or installing attic insulation. It's the whole envelope. How are we going to create an efficient house, a healthy house, where you can just live your life normal? It's what we all want to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. We always use the analogy of you're sitting in your living room and you have a beam of sunshine coming through and you look and see all the dust that's floating around in that beam of sunshine that's coming through. That's all stuff that people are breathing in. And when you come in and you clean their ductwork, you line their ductworks. I don't want to say to eliminate it, but it greatly, greatly reduces it, doesn't it?
Yeah, the cleaning, I always felt like I needed to sell people on duct cleaning. It's so needed. It's so needed. And then now it's like, hey, if you want it, you want it. If you don't, I'm not going to convince you of it. We went into a house, and actually the duct cleaning video on our website, it was a beautiful house, white carpet.
Amazing video.
And yeah, she's like, I don't think I need it. I'm like, oh, let's open it up. Let's take a picture. The video is crazy. It's crazy. It was from years and years. It's like carpet.
It looks like sheets of carpeting.
Yeah, it's really like carpet, and that's what you're breathing. Another person moved into a house, and they gutted it, and they were going to flip it, and they were living there for a little bit, and pull out the furnace filter, and it was all white. And it wasn't from the remodel. It was from the old people that lived there before. Well, they shed skin more than you or I. And
right.
So all this dead skin's inside the ductwork, and I don't know what part of their body it's from, but I don't want to be breathing it. It's nasty. It's gross. But I'm not trying to sell it. It's when people call or we go out there, hey, either you believe in it or you don't, I'll educate you. But I'm not going to. This is all just education.
Healthy air and comfort tie together. And you guys also then take it even a step further now by encapsulating crawl spaces, right?
Yeah. I'm really happy that the direction everything has gone. I can't be more excited about AMSD right now with who we have at the company, the leadership teams, the crews, and really the divisions that we opened up in our insulation division with our foam. The foam insulation has really grown, and
good.
Our crews are awesome.
Good. We need good companies in Southeast Michigan that do that kind of work.
The crawl space home, you're sitting up and you're on your couch while your ductwork's running through the crawl space, and it might be leaky because you haven't AeroSealed it. So now you're sucking in air from your nasty crawl space.
Yeah.
Some houses have rats running down there and it's just dirt. So we encapsulate that crawl space. We'll go in and we'll do a 15 to 20 mil plastic, go down and take it up on the walls and then foam the exterior walls and take it up on the pillars and foam those as well and create an actual healthy environment.
What kind of foam are you using? Because there's different types out there, as we all know.
Yep. We have a foam rig. It's best in the industry. And we used the closed cell.
We have a phone call. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Philip in Ohio. Good morning, Philip. You're on with the guys and Steve Dickinson from AMSD Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation.
Yeah, question for AMSD there, guys. How long is that AeroSeal? Is there a guarantee on that?
There is. It's been lab tested to go over 40 years, but they say 40 years.
Okay, and then like after that 40 years, what happens to it? Does it break down or
hasn't been around that long?
Yeah, well, so they lab test it and they do the speed process on the time. They haven't seen it to break down, but they really say the 40 years. What they what they're saying. And you can actually get it installed, and then you can clean the ductwork as well, too.
I mean, I was there. I've seen it done. Once it gets in those holes, how's it ever going to get out
of there? It's a very tacky.
Yes. smells like Elmer's glue.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
I remember my nose exposure. Smelling it.
Yeah, it's non-toxic. It's made out of the same stuff that they make chewing gum, pacifiers, hairspray, but it's all non-toxic. It's not harmful.
Well, let me ask you this. The stuff you're pulling out of ducts that may be similarly composed like old chewing gum, has that disintegrated in those ducts over the last 50 years?
Say that again?
I just wondered, you know, there's no sun exposure to this product. There's nothing going to degrade it.
No, there's nothing
that was in the ducts that you pulled out didn't disintegrate, right?
Yes, exactly. So it's a really interesting product because actually the headquarters is down in Ohio for this callers down there, with those Buckeyes. But it invented by NASA, and then it went to Carrier, and then the engineer bought back the patent and then developed AeroSeal and brought it to the market, and it brought it to the residential and then the commercial end of things. And on the commercial side of the world here, they looked at the low-lying fruit on ways to save money inside a hospital or a school. And they developed teams to go out. How are we going to save money on our bills? Because they're very inefficient. These commercial buildings it's insane. So they started with parking lot lights, LED lights. And then now they're moving up the ladder to really looking at the duct system. How can we save money? And they'd save more than 30-40%.
They'll start saving money on health insurance eventually, won't they?
You're right. They definitely will.
Healthier air.
Yep.
Hey, stay tuned for more with the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, only on 760 WJR.
I see them all the time, no matter where I'm driving in Southeast Michigan, no matter what time is it. I say all the time, I'm driving home from dropping my wife off at the airport at 4:00 in the morning, and I'm passing Amnesty Air Duct trucks on the road.
Thank you for not sending pictures, because my family still sends me pictures.
Do they really?
Like, I see one of your trucks. I'm like, yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Same picture you sent, you know, different location.
You've been a wealth of information here, Steve, and this is all about, like we said at the beginning, building awareness, number one, for cleaning air duct systems, then building awareness how to keep them efficient, make your house more efficient. But you guys do a couple other things as well. You guys are, when it comes to dryer vents, you do cleaning for dryer vents. Talk to people about some of the stuff you've seen so wrong when it comes to venting people's dryers.
Yeah, it's like the forgotten about last thing typically in the house when it's getting built. And sometimes they get, you know, routed up to the third level onto the roof on a crazy pitch.
Right.
And they throw an exhaust vent cover over top of it, like a bird cage, because they think they're doing I honestly don't think that anyone's doing anything wrong intentionally.
I agree.
I want to think that everyone's doing the best they can. Obviously, that's not true, because there's some shady people out there. But, you know, I look at these situations and they put a cover over top of something on the third level for a dryer vent that's exhausting lint. And then what happens? It just gets clogged. And then you have to get up on the roof somehow. So how are you going to get up there? So we see things that are just not looking down the road in the future.
Can you reroute some of those vents for them?
Yeah, we have a dryer vent division. We'll go out and reroute the dryers to a proper location. Another one would be if someone has their dryer vented into the garage.
Yeah.
That's a really weird thing that I don't get.
Multiple turns.
I think Mother Earth News. Yeah, save that heat. Dump it into the garage.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, you mentioned the one on the second floor. I mean, it's very hard for a dryer to push that air up two floors. I mean, we always recommend you want to get the air out of the house as quick as possible with as few turns as possible.
Well, the manufacturer is very adamant about that in the warranty material.
Yeah. Right.
So anyone out there is having an issue with the dryers, you can come and help us.
We'll go out. We'll take care of it. We'll clean it. We'll clean the inside of the dryer. We move the dryers. And we'll make sure everything's up to code, too. Because the venting is – people use some funny things behind there. And it's a very big cause of household fires.
Yes.
And they use this – they don't sell it. Oh, they actually do for exhaust venting. They still sell it, which is really weird. So that's how they're able to sell it. The plastic. They're able to sell it because that's not intended for dryers, but then people still buy it and they install it, and it's hooked up to something really hot, and then it gets crispy, and then you have lint, which is like a kindling, and then you just poof.
And you guys do this every day, okay? So hard pipe is the way to go, right? If you're going to –
that's the best.
A vent is the best way.
Hard pipe. It's not doesn't have any ridges in it.
To catch the lint.
Yeah, catch the lint. You want to make sure if you're using hard pipe, you're not using screws, because the screws will catch the lint. That's code. So you're using not duct tape, because duct tape, it's a misconception there. Duct tape's good for duct work, which
No,
I don't know.
Not at all.
Yeah, like that's another little dirty trick. But it's metal tape. You want to use a metal tape that's rated for high temp, so it doesn't peel off. And so you're getting all that heat and all that exhaust going outside the house and not leaking inside the house.
And here's another question we get all the time. I have critters in my attic. Yes. I know they've been there for a while, and it's disgusting. Can you help? And we, believe it or not, say call Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning Insulation. Tell people how you can help them with that.
So why would you have critters in your attic and know it for a while and not do anything about it?
Huh. Good question, but we get the email.
We get it.
I mean, that's weird.
People name their pets.
Yeah. The raccoons love attics. Raccoons love attics.
Squirrels.
Squirrels build their nice little home up there. But then the raccoons have their families, and the mama raccoon has, you know, 3, 4, 5, and then those turn into mamas, and then you have a city up there.
And they don't go outside to defecate.
No. Well, they'll go in the attic, but the other corner of the attic. They're smart enough not to go where they sleep.
Good point.
But they'll go the other end of the attic. And so you hear them crawling around, and then it's pretty gross. We'll go in, and we'll remove all of the insulation that's damaged.
Those vacuum trucks that you use for the air duct cleaning off also work really well to suck up all that insulation in the attic? Same thing?
Actually, we don't use vacuum trucks. We have different equipment that we go out, and we have collection bags that we take a hose up into the 6-inch hose up into the attic, and we just suck it all out, and it goes into this unit, and then it goes into these big bags. It almost looks like a really big beanbag chair.
And you just throw away the whole bag, right?
We take the bags, and we remove everything off-site, so you don't even have to worry about it. And then we come back in. We can air seal the attic, so around can lights and around, you know, sill plates and areas, so that you have better efficiency.
So important.
Yep, and we can run some foam around there and then make it super efficient, and then put in some clean product and also get that area where the animal's getting in.
So how much of that do you do on a daily basis?
Oh, we have a 40-yard dumpster at the back of our shop that we change out every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, It's crazy. You don't realize how many people have animals in their attics, but you know, we're in a really big area. You know, Metro Detroit and Southeast Michigan, even up to Saginaw. It's a big area. There's a lot of animals around here, and they're in a lot of attics. Good for me.
You're right. Absolutely.
Good for me.
Absolutely. So let's remind everybody, your where you travel. I mean, pretty much the loop, Ann Arbor to East Lansing over 69. You cover that area in there?
Yeah, we'll go north of 69.
North 69. Okay. Yeah. All right.
North 69 up to really kind of the South Saginaw area, all the way over to the lakes, and kind of wrap it around. And the great thing is that I have the availability now with the fleet. We have a really big fleet, even on the air duct side, so we can do certain areas. And so we can kind of geographically not be going from Ann Arbor to St. Clair Shores. So we have different trucks that go to different areas.
And we're not only talking to, but homeowners, we're talking to facility managers as well. You guys do a lot of commercial businesses, whether it's a small 700 square foot home or a huge hospital.
Every day we do commercial work. That's a very large division that we have. We do a lot of hospitals, a lot of schools, a lot of high rises. And then also we do a ton of work with restoration. So if someone has a fire and they need to get that business open, we'll go in and we'll clean the ductwork.
Condominiums, apartments?
All of it. I always say, if it's ductwork, we clean it. So it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a 500 square foot house all the way to, you know, Somerset Mall when it had the fire.
Let's go back real quick. I want to remind that Aero Seal product. And the one thing I just love about it is how you can show people how leaky their duct is at the beginning and then show them how much you have fixed it at the end. To me, that is just, it's one of the best new introductions into the housing industry that I've seen.
Yeah. And it's just straight education. Because the product works, it's amazing, everyone believes in it, but how do you educate everyone out there? And I guess it's avenues like this, talking about it. Who wants to have their basement feel like a morgue? And that's what so many people have, because your ductwork's down there and it's leaky, so that AC is just pumping into the basement, and cold air is heavier than hot air, so all your
people
hot air is going up.
Beef
and,
in their basement right now.
Just aging their,
their
steaks.
So how about the free in-home evaluation for AeroSeal?
Talk to them. I've... great guys. And Steve Sprague's one of our head AeroSeal guys. He really came on board, and he's solid. He's a very, very, very honest, very good guy. And so lucky to have him. He'll come out, and some other guys on board too will come out, just as good as Steve. But they'll come out, and they'll evaluate the house. And it's a free evaluation. So it could be with an air duct cleaning we evaluate, or we can go out and talk to you and show you what we're going to do.
So like Eric said earlier, you can go to A1 Houses, measure it, and you're going to tell them, you know, you have a 2x2 foot hole in your ductwork all put together.
So the crazy thing about AeroSeal is someone's like, do I need it? Everyone needs it. Yeah. And it's not making it up. Everyone needs it.
You are absolutely right.
And that's the best part about it. So we'll go out, and it's not saying if you need it or not. It's showing you the areas that we'll fix and what is going to get fixed and how it's going to make your home more efficient. And little Susie's going to be able to sleep better at night. And you're going to save money on your heating and cooling.
You know, it's funny because I love that he was an engineer, because as a builder, it used to be, boy, if you got an engineer for a client, you give them data. And you guys give them data. But he said there was only a 2-degree differential in this extreme heat we're having between the basement and the upstairs.
Most of our clients are engineers because they think there's got to be a better way. And they do research and they find us and then they get it done. So most of them are engineers.
So for everyone listening, you know, you've heard Steve. This is who Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning Insulation is. They're a great, honest company, and he only wants to do the best for his clients. That's why he's been a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys for so long. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, you've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation only on 760 WJR.